So you had this long, successful career doing some pretty exciting things. As you said, it was sort of preposterous that you were there in the first place, but circumstances conspired to give you this amazing career. Why did you end up leaving that?
Well, you know, during my entire career, I was also, I had this other life. It was as if I had two lives. I was a designer professional. And yet there was this other thing going on at the same time. When I was in Jamaica, I saw Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement playing out in the United States, and his death, and it brought to light the inequities in the United States and for public global consumption. So when I arrived here, I had both the great hope of the American dream and also a consciousness of this American nightmare that was boldly addressed and was in the process of transition. And so I wanted to be part of that so badly, because here I was, a Jamaican kid in a very, very strongly, overtly religious life and community, and the social inequities was not a problem. It was just the way life was. If you're poor and you're whatever religion you are, and you're rich and you're whatever religion you are, the religion and your life had nothing to do with each other. And for me I felt the inequities, because I was plucked out of a situation of poverty and put into a school situation where middle and upper middle class and rich kids attended. One of five poor kids going into these schools. And so the inequities of that were always churning away at me. Couldn't afford a book when it was time to buy a book, and getting detentions because you didn't have this or that thing. No sympathy to say, well, his mom's poor or his parents are poor. It's like, you don't have it, you get a detention. And you just take on all of that pain and responsibility of, as a kid, I'm just wrong for being poor. I'm in the wrong state. And so to see a country where people were saying such inequities were unjust, that was galvanizing for me as a kid. And so when I arrived here, that aspect of my consciousness was more alive than my own personal ambitions. So while in college, I moved to a lower Manhattan, lower east side of Manhattan, into a really destitute part of town, violent, drugged part of Manhattan, Avenue D and 7th Street. Anybody who lives there back then can tell you what that was all about. And just in my last year of college, I lived there. And then I proceeded, I think, since that time, and I have never lived in a middle-class community, certainly suburban, for all but 2 years of my adult life. I've always lived in the inner city because I feel that this is where that dream is going to be played out. I just feel so excited about it. And certainly the experience of the civil rights movement, or the observation of the civil rights movement, totally cemented that as a real goal and a real achievable eventuality.